Originally performed by the Packard Bell Phonocord Players, Blue Voices Productions presents a modernized version of that famous love story, Romeo and Juliet. The scene of our play tonight is the grand ballroom of the Capulet mansion. The Capulets are throwing a masked ball to introduce their daughter, Juliet, to society. And as the curtain goes up, we find Juliet tripping the light fantastic with a very handsome young man.
Oh, fair maiden, are you hurt?
Aw, that jerk said I was tripping the light fantastic, but instead, the darn thing tripped me. But say, kid, you're a pretty sharp dancer. Who are you anyhow?
I don't dare lift my mask because your parents wouldn't approve. I'm Romeo, one of the Montague boys. And your folks and mine have been feuding for years.
So what? I like you. And nobody's going to tell me what to do.
But I don't want to get you into trouble.
Just leave it to me, Junior. I'll tell you what. You come by my balcony tonight and we'll pitch a little woo.
I'll be there promptly at midnight. My heart will be throbbing until the time arrives.
Jiggers, here comes my old man. See you later.
Adieu, sweet one. Adieu!
Adieu! Well, the least he could do is say goodbye.
Well, daughter, who's the new boyfriend?
Search me, Pop. I never saw him before in my life.
A handsome young man, if I ever saw one.
It's hard telling with that mask draped over his face. He may be cross-eyed for all I know.
You may be right, daughter. And you're too young to become interested in men anyhow.
That's what you think. But my foot hurts, and I'm going to ditch the party and go to bed. Will you say goodnight to the guests for me?
Very well, if you wish, daughter. Good night.
And so our little heroine trudges up the winding stairway to her suite of rooms. But thoughts of going to bed are far from her busy little mind.
Got a date with an angel, gonna meet him at midnight.
Is that you, Juliet?
It sure ain't my sister. Who are you expecting? The Iceman?
No, his night off isn't until tomorrow. Can I help you with something?
The best way you can help me is by letting me alone. I'm gonna take a quick bath and then go to bed.
Very well. I'll be in my room if you need me.
Got a date with an angel. This water's like ice. Wish they'd get that water heater fixed. And now, for a little perfume. There's nothing like that come hither smell to attract the men. It's time for my love to arrive. I'd better hurry.
I'm down here, Juliet! Wait, I'll climb up this trellis. I guess maybe I better stay down here. Oh, that's gonna hurt in the morning.
I've got a terrific idea, Romeo. I'll pretend that I'm taking poison. Folks will think I'm dead and they'll send me to Forest Lawn. Then you can meet me there and we can be married.
A clever idea, Juliet.
To whom are you talking, Juliet?
I'm just talking to the birds and the flowers, Mama.
How sweet. I'll leave you with nature then, dear.
And now for the sleeping pills. Here they are. I'll just open up the bottle and put it on the floor beside me.
Juliet! My sweet, what have you done?
Thinking that their daughter has died, the Capulets have sent her to Forest Lawn for internment. The scene now shifts to the chapel at Forest Lawn, where Father Lawrence is talking with Juliet.
My dear girl, this is a bold step you have taken.
It'll be worth it. Wonder when that Romeo character will show. There he is now. Romeo! My Romeo!
My sweet Juliet!
Such a lovely young couple.
We want to be married immediately, Father! I have the license and the ring already.
But where will we live, Romeo? We can't live with any of our in-laws.
And we'll never be able to find an apartment.
I know! We could stay right here in Forest Lawn. What could be nicer than a tent beneath the pines?
How clever you are, my sweet! Could that be arranged, Father?
I think it can. Love always finds a way, doesn't it? Now, let's proceed with the ceremony.
And so, unlike the couple in Shakespeare's tragedy, Romeo and Juliet were married and lived happily ever after.